Antisocial. This is the author, Andrew Marantz. Author's note. Antisocial is a work of reporting. The events described in the book really happened. With rare exceptions, the names are real. When I learned a fact from another reporter's work, I have tried to cite it. In most other cases, the facts and events recounted in the book are ones that I learned about through interviews, or reconstructed through research, or witnessed firsthand. For full citations and other endnotes, see the print edition. Books are copy-edited, meticulously polished objects. Tweets are not. Instead of overloading every page with footnotes that say sick, I have used my judgment when quoting online posts, correcting a few obvious but trivial typos and leaving the rest, grammatical errors, self-contradictions, ugly slurs, bad takes, mostly untouched. Writing about propagandists, bigots, and other bad faith actors requires vigilance, careful editorial deliberation, and the constant weighing of conflicting values. I did my best to avoid falling into various potential traps, lionizing the bad actors, or normalizing their behavior, or repeating their talking points uncritically. In the end, my hope is that if diligent reporting can help to illuminate the causes of extremism in Syria or Sri Lanka or Belgium or the Philippines, maybe it can do the same at home. Morality, if it is to remain or become morality, must be perpetually examined, cracked, changed, made new. Not everything that is faced can be changed, but nothing can be changed until it is faced. James Baldwin, As Much Truth as One Can Bear. Under all this dirt, the floor is really very clean. Lydia Davis, Can't and Won't. From dictionary.com. Antisocial, adjective, 1797. 1. Unwilling or unable to associate in a normal or friendly way with other people. He's not antisocial, just shy. 2. Antagonistic, hostile, or unfriendly toward others. Menacing, threatening. An antisocial act. 3. Opposed or detrimental to social order or the principles on which society is constituted. Antisocial behavior. 4. Psychiatry. Of or relating to a pattern of behavior in which social norms and the rights of others are persistently violated. Prologue. I landed at the Bob Hope Airport in Burbank, rented a Ford sedan, and asked Google to send me southward on a semi-efficient route, scenic but without too much traffic. As I drove, I listened to a nationalist motivational speaker delivering far-right talking points via live stream. I was deprived of the full effect, being unable to see his facial expressions and the comments floating up the left side of my phone's screen, but I figured that the full effect was not worth dying for. He asked, "Are you going to be a passive observer in these extraordinary times as we fight to save Western civilization, or are you going to step up? I've decided that I'm stepping up." The 2016 presidential election was approaching, and the institutional gatekeepers in government, business, and media all agreed that the result was inevitable. The nationalist was urging his listeners to question the prevailing narrative, to think the unthinkable, to bend the arc of history. Through my windshield, I could see a sliver of the Pacific. Picturesque, but not all that Pacific. On the Hermosa Beach boardwalk, there were longboards and mirrored sunglasses and poke bowls and matcha smoothies. A small film crew from Women.com was shooting a series of woman-on-the-street interviews about sex positivity. On the beach, a crowd had gathered around a drum circle. "Can you feel the earth's rhythm?" one of the drummers asked, passing around a bucket for donations. I spotted about a dozen beefy white men dressed in t-shirts and shorts milling around near an outdoor bar. In the middle of the scrum was the nationalist motivational speaker. Most people on the boardwalk didn't recognize him. But to his followers, both in person and on the internet, he was something of a hero, or maybe an anti-hero, an expert at injecting fringe ideas into mainstream discourse. A few months earlier, he had decided, based on no real evidence, that Hillary Clinton was suffering from a grave neurological condition